What's going on, you robots in disguise? Welcome to Grunspeak, not so live from the lair. I'm Toxic Male. That's the Fat Punisher. And today we got some
more crazy shit.
If you had seen this headline 10 years ago, you would have thought, okay, this has got to be The Onion. If it was 5 years ago, you would have said Babylon Bee.
Or a parody of some type.
It would have to be.
Yeah.
Because there's no way any small town, because this is a really small town. This is Randolph, Vermont. And I want to say there's like 4,000 or 5,000 people there. That's it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. All right.
And, so well, this is just feast your eyes.
Oh, my God.
Girls' team barred from women's locker room after objecting to changing in front of a trans athlete.
All right. Now, this particular article, the trans athlete simply identifies as a woman.
Yep.
Taking no drugs and had no surgery.
And then just walked in there.
Just walked in there. And
probably full raging hard on and started making comments.
Well, they say there were some comments made. What they were, I don't know.
Yeah.
But let's just say, I mean, this guy's, he's got full use of his hydraulics.
Yep.
And
well, this happens all the time.
Yeah.
Now, the trans community will insist, they will swear on a stack of Bibles that these people are the outliers. But it happens all the time. Fucking time.
It's
just because
the
media doesn't report it on television doesn't mean it isn't happening. We
absolutely
know that
correct.
For sure.
Now, my thing is this. All right. First of all, if you're looking for any sympathy for these women, fuck you. Get none, because feminism is the one that pushed this fucking craziness through.
Yep.
We are basically punishing 99.7% of our population to cater to the mental illness of 1/3 of 1% of our gross population.
That's about it too, right there.
I mean,
and the people who are still swallowing this woke propaganda like ejaculate at a Sorostitute gala, they tend to be white middle class women. So, and that's the bulk of feminism as well.
Well, the thing historically, that block votes on emotion, not on actual reality.
So, they tend to be shielded from a lot of the reality of the world.
And the Democrats are masters at whipping up a storm of bullshit to get the women to move in their direction. I think this is, the winds are changing. And we're going to see more fucking stories like this. And I want to see huge lawsuits. I want to see like everyone in that school suing to get their fucking school tax money back. You know, and that's the only way shit's going to change.
Yeah.
And, you know, have everyone, the principal and the assistant principal are at-will employees.
Yeah.
Have them terminated immediately.
Absolutely.
You can't have this fucking going on.
I'm thinking about it. You're literally upsetting the established order, the established biological, provably scientific order of how we are divided as a species for one person.
Yeah.
So that person doesn't have to feel uncomfortable. What happened to Believe All Women?
Yeah.
I mean, 5 years ago, this would have been a hashtag Me Too thing. Mm. Now, fuck them.
Yeah,
I don't give
correct.
A fuck if you're uncomfortable because this person believes it in their head that they're a woman.
I mean,
even though they're
so
walking around you with a giant fucking rock hard erection.
Well, first of all, we don't.
Towel around their neck.
Well, first of all, we don't know that was actually in play.
You know that happens, though.
Yeah. It's just like one of the reasons I cannot go into a nudist beach.
And you know what the next step is here? Or should I say, the worst is yet to come. Because you know what the next step is going to be? Sooner or later, we already know that people are gaming this system
because they're
fucking perverts.
Right? Or they just want to be obstinate.
Yes.
Okay.
Or the next step is going to be, if I just have to identify as a woman to go into the chick's locker room, what if I work things out with my girlfriend? Next thing you know, you're going to have intercourse happening in the fucking women's showers, but it's okay because it's a woman's penis. You can't say anything.
You know, this sounds so fucking stupid.
It does sound stupid. And it sounds like, oh, it's the slippery slope thing again. But you know what? That whole calling the slippery slope a logical fallacy might have worked on people to shame them into accepting same-sex marriage 10 years ago. But it's not done. Fucking working anymore.
We're done.
We're on Clark W. Griswold's fucking polished snow saucer, and we are flying through the woods at breakneck speed with a green screen behind us, screaming our fucking heads off, and we're heading towards traffic. That's what's going on. This is no longer a slippery slope. We are careening towards certain fucking doom.
This is not good. Yeah, you're right. Listen, how are you going to govern 340 million people? Make all of those coordinations and make it all work when you're denying fucking reality.
Yeah. And on top of that, not even just denying reality, the people who brought about the complaint, the girls who said, look, it's not just about me being uncomfortable. There were things said here. There was harassment. The girls are being investigated.
Yes.
For harassment.
Correct. This needs to turn into a huge breakneck lawsuit.
Yep.
Fuck
Randolph
them.
High School volleyball team member Blake Allen said the controversy started after the trans teammate made an inappropriate comment to the girls when they were getting changed. Mm-hmm. So if you're following the logic closely, the fact that a dude made an inappropriate comment to girls while they were taking their clothes off can only mean one thing. The girls are being investigated for harassment. In an email to parents, school officials say they are conducting an investigation into allegations the girls harassed the transgender student.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you have 10 girls to one, it should be a no-brainer. But since we're following the cult,
yep.
The only way you're going to break this is they're going to have to sue the shit out of everyone involved.
I mean, imagine being so hateful that you can look at a dude with his penis hanging out and say, you're a dude, why are you in here? Bigotry!
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, I know.
How can you live with yourself?
It's so fucking dumb, man.
This is the road that we're headed on, though.
Oh, no, you're absolutely
this is bad.
Yeah,
this is really bad.
No. We're beyond really bad.
Yeah.
This is going to be tragic.
And if this is happening in small towns, you can just imagine the sheer mental instability in big urban areas where this shit is more popular.
Now, I'm just telling you, like, the people in general need to flood every PTA school meeting, demand to see the criteria that's being taught. Demand a fucking camera in every fucking class 24/7 with fucking audio.
Yep.
All right. And that's the only way you can keep these fucking crazy ass indoctrinating so-called teachers to teach just the fucking subject they were hired to fucking teach.
Yep.
If you can't fucking do that, they should be fired.
Damn right.
And banned from working in education ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen, it's not that fucking hard. You're a math teacher. You teach fucking math. And you don't sneak in horrible shit in the story problems, fucks.
Yeah, you remember those Zoom meetings that went viral during the scamdemic? You know, all these teachers talking about, bragging, laughing it up that, they signed up for economics, but in my class, it's all social justice all the time.
Yeah, you don't need those people teaching your kids.
$1,100, please.
They need to go.
Yes.
That's the only way we're going to fix this, is we're going to have to go through and purge the school system of all these fucking people that are indoctrinating.
And you know what? Higher education, lower education, doesn't matter. Union, gone. Tenure is the equivalent of qualified immunity.
Correct.
Gone.
That's right.
These people are accepting money. They don't get to set the rules. They're providing a service to people who are paying them money. They don't get to set the rules.
Now, in regards to tenure, I understand why that was put in place, because a lot of school districts would keep a teacher on for 18 years, fire them, get another one, and they would never have to pay any benefits for that teacher moving forward. There needs to be a compromise there in the tenure. Some, like, maybe they get tenure at 15 years, and then they're locked in for a minimum of 5, and then if they're fucked up, then they're like, okay, you got your 20, you're mandatorily being retired.
Yeah.
All right, but the thing is, if they're not, if they don't can't get tenure for 15 years, that means they have to keep their mouth shut and fly straight for 15 fucking years. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then they have the 5-year grace period, but you will know if they're fucked up by in that first 15 years.
Yeah.
You can't hide it forever.
It's like women trying to hide the crazy. The longest they can really hide it is 24 months. Most of them. Some of them can hide it long. No one can hide it for 15
years. No, my ex hid it for a long time, so it took a while.
Or maybe you were, you know, you had the pussy blinders on, you know.
I'm not going to say you're wrong.
Redhead, big tits. Am I wrong here?
I will never say you're wrong in that department.
But.
Ooh, that's a good one.
This is the compromise that the school has come to. You're going to love this.
All right.
School officials wrote that the school has plenty of space where students who feel uncomfortable with the laws may change in privacy, which meaning a single bathroom stall, essentially.
Yeah,
not for the dude, but for the 10 to 30 girls that he fucked with.
You know what? All the girls should just say, you know what? Fuck it. We're not playing.
Yeah.
We're done.
They want all the girls who feel uncomfortable, so pretty much 10 girls, to get changed in a single bathroom stall, which would take over 30 minutes, where if one person got changed separately, it would take a minute, no extra time.
Yeah.
Why can't the tranny go in the single bathroom stall and then the locker room be for the rest of the biological females who know what they are?
Yeah, and you know what? I quite possibly, in some of these schools, you can get pretty much a whole team of trans dudes, and the women won't even get to play.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
It's going to just, and all of that, you know, anything you can do, I can do better until, you know, a guy with a penis shows up and says he's a woman and beats you into the fucking Stone Age.
You remember when the movie Ladybugs was funny?
I don't remember that.
Wasn't prophetic? It was the Rodney Dangerfield movie where he has to coach the girls' soccer team and he convinces Jonathan Brandis to dress up like a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he kicks everybody's ass on the team. Like, that was back when we understood biology.
Yeah.
All right. Now you watch that, it's going to be considered offensive by one group, and then the rest of us are going to be like, they fucking saw this shit coming.
I don't know. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Yeah. And then on the flip side of things, if you expose this hypocrisy, now the American Academy of Pediatrics is sending a letter to the Department of Justice begging them to investigate and prosecute anyone who exposes hospitals conducting gender surgeries on kids. Does this sound familiar to anyone else?
Obviously, this is, one, it's censorship, and true, they're trying to put bullseyes on people who care about their kids.
Yeah. You remember earlier this year, Merrick Garland said that he was considering sicking the DOJ on parents attending school board meetings with concerns about the schools basically peddling pornography to our kids, having them investigated as domestic terrorists.
Yeah, that fucking turning the alphabet agencies into brown shirts, that is really going to backfire badly.
It's not going to go well.
No.
Sooner or later, because I've said this before, a large majority of the perceived authority of police, LEOs of any kind, alphabet agencies, comes from cooperation.
Correct.
If you keep fucking up and revealing that you're not worthy of said authority, that cooperation goes
right out the window.
Right out the window.
And here's another thing. Can you imagine what would happen if every person who had contact with a police officer or an alphabet agency files a federal lawsuit?
Oh.
Because there's millions of contacts a year. It would swamp the fucking system.
Yep. We're talking about, that's administrative violence
right
on a
there.
Grand scale. That's a government tanking scale of administrative violence.
But that's what you need to do.
And you know what? Every single person out there who's having their homes raided just because they voted Republican in the 2020 election and happened to speak up and tell the truth about the ice cream social, they all need to band together and make this shit happen.
That's absolutely correct.
If you've had a knock on your door from the FBI just because you pulled the lever with the wrong letter after it, go after them.
That's right. And, you know, call them to the carpet. And, you know, the thing is truth, you know, destroys corruption when corruption is in the light of truth.
Yep.
And unfortunately, you're not going to get a lot of the, you're not going to get the information unless people sue people and it becomes public record.
Yep. It's amazing, man. It's just the fact that what really is even more egregious about shit like this, and the prior story too, which is linked in this. I'll be making sure to post the sources with the video, or at least on the website so you guys can check it out. When the FBI was mobilized against parents who criticized masks, CRT, because the worst criminals are obviously people who love their kids and hate Marxism.
Correct.
You know, when this happened, it was because they were bringing to the attention of the school board
the porn,
the things that they voted for,
correct,
the school board, and were available for consumption publicly.
Correct.
This is basically a macrocosm of libs of TikTok.
Yep, it is. And I remember that case because a guy came in and was reading from an actual reading material that's issued to the students in the school.
Yeah.
And the school board's like, that's offensive. You should have stopped that. You're like, what?
Well, then get the fuck out of the school.
What, like, what the fuck are you talking about? This is right. This is word for word from a book you want my kid to fucking read.
He had to do a book report on it.
Yeah.
Why is it okay for him to read it as long as I don't find out?
Absolutely correct.
And that's what's happening here. The Academy of Pediatrics, they want to turn these kids into lifelong patients who are going to dump hundreds and thousands of dollars into the medical apparatus to Big Pharma and you know, probably leeching off government programs because they want all of us to pay for this shit now, obviously. Do you not see what's going on?
It's fucking insane. And like, quite literally, we have the 30-pound brains at the top who are pulling the strings of corruption that is ruining the Western world.
Yeah. And I think what really pisses them off is that because people are dragging this stuff out of the shadows and into the limelight, they actually, you know, even with these things available publicly, because people are so easily fucking distracted by streaming services and TikTok and what have you, they thought that they were operating in the shadows. Putting things out there publicly was just their way of legally covering their asses. As soon as you drag that out into the sunlight,
it bursts like a
vampire. Well, how fucking dare you? We're going to come after you with everything we've got. This is just information you were already sharing. Oh, but you weren't really supposed to read it.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm telling you, man, there needs to be... We need to organize a civil war based on lawfare.
Yeah.
So there's no bloodshed. It's just everyone suing fucking all of these people.
These pedophile kid fuckers like, need to be dragged into the limelight and exposed for what they really are. And don't take it lying down when this shit comes to your door.
Yeah. For instance, say you are in a school district, you go to the school board meeting, and they deny you the chance to speak.
Yeah.
Federal fucking lawsuit right there.
Boom.
Okay. And then if they do that to like 30 people... 30 fucking federal lawsuits the school now has to defend against. That is fucking uber expensive.
You know, I think I might be smelling a future pop culture administrative violence on a government scale.
Yeah.
Teaching people how to fight back against shit like this.
Absolutely correct. And like you can do FOIA requests. If they deny your FOIA request, you file a federal lawsuit.
Boom.
And they have to respond to it. And I mean, that's the only thing I could, and that's the only thing other than people going to these school boards and executing direct violence, which I don't recommend and I don't want to happen.
Yep.
But those are our two options now. I mean, people whine and complain and sign petitions all they want. What the fuck does that do? Nothing. You're going to have to start suing every motherfucker in the system. Everyone.
Yeah.
You get pulled over. You talk to the cop, gives you a fucking speeding ticket, lawsuit. They have to defend that. He has to you have to show up the body camera footage. It's a fucking huge pain in the ass. And guess what? If, like, for instance, this city, Warren, they would go fucking berserk if they had to defend 1,000 federal lawsuits at a time continuously. And it never ends.
Mm-hmm.
They will fucking go broke.
Well, think about it. These people are attempting to sow the seeds of chaos.
Correct.
That led to the Summer of Love and numerous riots and other stunning and brave, fiery, but peaceful protests since. Hit them where it hurts. Show them exactly how it feels. Give them a taste of their own medicine, suppository style.
Correct.
Because look at this. All they're doing is disposing it. Libs of TikTok was the individual who exposed Boston Children's Hospital's gender surgeries on minors by reposting their own video.
Correct.
Boston Children's Hospital becomes nation's first pediatric trans surgery center. They're so proud of it, they've got a 90-video series about it on YouTube. But if you tell people about that, yeah, and it becomes common knowledge,
I wanna know,
all of a sudden, you're the problem.
Are those videos still on YouTube?
I don't know. Well, what happens is a lot of these places will start pulling this shit down
No, they
as soon as it becomes public knowledge. But they were supposed to be proud of it before. It's stunning and brave.
Here's a great thing.
God.
If you find a site like this, or they're bragging about shit like this, archive it. That way it'll always be there. And even if they fuck with it, too bad. The internet is forever.
Yeah. Now, to be fair,
all right,
the expose, which is literally just posting the public knowledge that was already put out there by this said hospital, did result in some lunatic threatening to blow up the hospital.
Uh-huh.
That's not okay.
No.
And Seth Dillon offered a $20,000 reward. He's the Babylon Bee CEO, in case you didn't know, for the information that would lead to the capture of the person making the bomb threat. Okay, so that's allegedly the people from the side who are just, you know, we're intolerant bigots, we can't stand it that, you know, women can, you know, have penises and men can have periods too. It's like, no, we're saying no, this isn't okay.
Mm-hmm.
But neither is the shit going on in the hospital. Both things can be true.
But here's the thing, though. You had somebody threaten a bomb threat, right? And now I'm not saying that's right, because I don't agree with it. But this is what happens when you have tyranny.
Yeah.
You have tyranny. You're going to have people that are very, very opposed to it that are going to start doing shit. I fully understand that. And then if law and order breaks down, you're going to see more people like that emboldened.
Yes.
And then you're going to have the two-way rifle range.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen.
Because, again, to be fair.
Yeah.
The left kind of has a monopoly on violence.
They do.
When it comes to political disagreement.
Absolutely correct.
Okay, that they have had no qualms whatsoever about lighting shit on fire. How many, 36 black people killed by people wearing BLM shirts in 2020 alone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you see my point. We had three children murdered in Chicago in the last month alone who just happened to be riding in the back seat of their parents' car. Such a terrible crime to commit in a leftist shithole.
Every major blue city is a fucking festering shithole.
Yeah. Well, my point is, they legitimized violence as a form of political protest. And now, it comes back in their direction, even when it's just a threat, we got to weaponize every alphabet agency to make sure this sort of tyranny doesn't happen again. Fuck you.
Absolutely correct.
This is your own self-inflicted kill shot. As soon as it blows up in your face, you're going to have no one to blame but yourselves.
Wah.
I think we're done after that. I'm spun up now.
I think so.
Let's take a look one more ass.
All right.
She's going to go
Tyrannosaurus rexitis in a couple years.
Yeah, one more.
I think she...
There you go. A little on the skinny side for Pop. But
that's expensive.
But you know Pop.
Nothing but drama there.
I'll give her a 4.
No. I mean, she's a 6 or 7.
Yeah.
She's all right.
The side boob, you know, helps redeem some of it.
For now.
For now, yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's probably, you know, Instagram or Snapchat filtered.
Yeah, that woman's probably 26. So 14 years after 25, she'll be a 5. She'll be an average nobody.
And then it's time for facial injections. And I'm not talking about the one that leaves a sticky crust in the corner of your mouth.
Or were you talking about the duck lip injections? Yeah.
These chicks all fucking look the same now, man. They all got lip fillers and face injections. Their foreheads don't work anymore.
Now, what is that, Botox?
Yeah.
That literally kills it. Well, I shouldn't say it kills. It deadens the nerves so you don't move those portions of your face. So you are basically...
Steven Seagal.
You're inducing the symptoms of a fucking stroke.
Yeah.
So you can stay anti-wrinkle and look young. How about we bitch about getting old and we try to age as gracefully as we can and then we fucking die, because I'm like on the 65 and out plan. That's how it rolls for me.
Yep. And when you're living in Joe Biden's America, it's always the same day and it's always the same time. It's opposite day, and look at that. It's 1:30 kiss my ass and 1/4 to suck my dick. So thank you for watching the video, and if you're supporting the channel, we love you guys, no homo. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, because if you don't, you might find Pop knocking on your door in the middle of the night with a Pringles can just for you. It'll probably be bigger than that.
Maybe.
He craps bigger than you. See you next time.
Take it easy.